Okay, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to another exciting episode, as you can tell by my voice, of the High Score Podcast. How are you guys doing today? Doing good? Give me 1 second. I'm about to go grab a bag of marshmallows. Okay, I'm back. I'm chewing on some marshmallows. They're so good. You guys like marshmallows? No? Oh, you better take the rest of the bag then. Marshmallows are amazing. They're amazing in cereal. Hot cocoa. On top of fucking vegetables that make them look, that make them fantastic. On like carrots or yams. I respect the fact if you don't like marshmallows. I just don't respect you. No, I'm not fucking with you. We can still be friends. I just look at you weird. But the way I see it though, better for me. Better for my wife. I guess there'll be more marshmallows for us to enjoy. And I'm about to smoke one up real quick while I'm doing the podcast. I hope the sound is a little better. I pulled out the old booth for you guys, all right? Just to make it a little bit more pleasant for your ears, your listening experience, you know? I got to try to improve the quality of this podcast if I ever want to get it sponsored, right? Not that I'm going to quit my job anytime soon. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, you guys are the lifeblood of the show, right? You're the ones that keep it going. Spread the word, though. Spread the word. I appreciate you guys listening, but don't be embarrassed. Tell people you know me. There's a chance that the person you recommend this podcast to, they might recognize me and they might say good or bad things. It's a 50-50 toss-up. It could either be, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He's a funny guy. Or it could be, yeah, I know that guy, that fucking piece of shit, motherfucker. I'm guessing it's going to be the second part. Somebody's definitely going to call me a motherfucker. You motherfucker. I know that piece of shit. Nothing bad, though. Hopefully nothing too bad that I did. All right, pal? Just trying to live life, okay? I hope I'm talking clearly. I hope you guys can listen to me. Exciting episode, huh? Whoa, exciting episode today, the way I sound. Although I have a little bit more energy than I did last time. Last time it was a fucking yawn fest, literally. I'm just like, yawning in front of you guys. That shit was probably making you motherfucking sleepy. All right? So I apologize for that. Light one up real quick. Let me turn on my amplifier. There you go. That was all live. Well, it's not going to be live by the time you hear this, but, you know, you get the gist. So, I think last episode, I asked you guys to write me, okay? To write me on the email, and I think you guys did. I got an email from my boy Awesome116. Looks like he got a new email, but I'm not going to mention it because, you know, still because of his work. Says that, But yeah, there you go, working hard, doing his job. He started playing Madden 2022, or Madden 22. Okay, he says he's enjoying that one right there. Started playing Call of Duty Vanguard. He likes the old school vintage guns, World War II. Played a few rounds of Mario Kart Online with super fan Frank. Okay, cool, and his crew. He says he has a friend named Santiago, ridiculously good at Mario Kart. So we'll give shout-outs to Santiago, all right? K Keep it up right there. Oh, he did buy this cool Batmobile Lego from like the 1989 movie, I think. So, yeah, of course, please come on by. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the producer of the show, Producer Wife. Hello, Producer Wife.
That was
Okay.
supposed to be cheer.
Oh, I mean, I usually do that, but was that supposed to be like claps?
No, the little whistle.
Okay. Alright, I'm just reading up the email that superfan Austin116. I'm not sure if I should still say his name, but he was just reading us.
You know what? Austin's something something 16. Let us know if it is okay to use your name.
I mean, we like to use your name though, but we know it's important with your work and everything. So you started mentioning some topics we could use for the podcast.
Kind of topics.
Well, you started talking about Abadede. He's the one of the characters from Streets of Rage. He looks like a wrestler. Like the ultimate, he looks like the ultimate warrior. Yeah. So fucking yeah, we had some good times over there playing Streets of Rage. It was like rogue cops in the 90s just clean the streets. They'll get up, yeah, they'll get sued if they do that. Woo! Fucking thank you. Get sued over here. A cop beating the shit out of somebody. Like, pew, 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 pew. And they're like, what the heck are you doing? They're already recording it on the phone. What are you doing? That is police brutality. Miss, please. These guys are criminals. How are they criminals? They were just over here in the arcade. It's always places where people could be hanging out, And just the cops just walk in. They're in the arcade. They're probably starting some shit. The guy's gonna defend himself. Where's the badge, buddy? They never pull it out in those games. You always play like a ex-cop or a rogue cop or a maverick cop. It's always those cops that's like you're probably in the office all the time. In today's day and age, you can't get away with that shit. Back in the 90s, ain't nobody recording it. The video quality has sucked if you had a cell phone. If you even could record video.
That was Uzi status.
Yeah, you ain't walking around with that big ass camcorder. Yeah,
The
fucking. Yo, but get the shit on tape. Tapes, cassettes, video cassettes was used back then for anyone too young to remember. I don't know if anyone's listening to this that it's probably like, why can't I just use a higher memory hard drive? Is that my hair?
No.
Oh. Tickling me with your hair?
No.
Oh. Did that come out from me? Oh, is that a cat hair? Oh, is that on me?
Maybe
Oh.
your hair.
It was I'm a cat guy. There you go. I'm that cat guy. Fucking got it. Cat hair all over me. That's probably why I got the sniffles. It's all right though, because I love them. I say that to myself. I think I love them. I think So, but one, I mean, we have a lot of catching up to do, actually. I guess after this podcast, we're going to be watching some episodes of Attack on Titan. Yeah, so it's catching up. It picked up. We had a good start, I guess, for the second half of the season. For the final season, right? It's taking a long time. So we'll see how many divisions, I guess, they have in the final season. Final season, part three. Just fucking end, please. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Have you guys been watching the Titan?
Or
Were you on Demon Slayer?
yeah.
He's either, yeah. You're probably watching them all. If you guys like anime and you're listening to this podcast, you probably watch both.
Yo, why am I sitting with him?
That's a good question. Maybe you could sit on his hand because the shit got bad. Yeah, it just rides up after a while. It was a little too dainty. Like he was going like this, Oh, I'm gonna sit on it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. I got the badonkadonk. No, I got a flabby ass. I got a flabby ass, folks. I don't want you guys to be out of the loop, okay? I feel like we're into that point of our relationship where I could share anything. Like if I have a rash in my balls, I'll let you guys know. So thank you, Marky Mark, for writing, okay? Don't be afraid, guys. Write to the email, thehighscorepodcast@gmail.com. You know, we could have fun like that. I could read your emails and interact, you know? Like a real podcast, okay? And I'm trying to get this thing off the ground, so please, people, fucking work with me, please! I can't do this. I can't do this alone. My wife, she's... Well, you can congratulate her. Okay. Oh, forget that name, I just said. Oh, forget that name.
Oh, shut
up. Okay, well, oof. Yeah, producer brought up a good point. Anyway, you know what? Let's change the subject. We started replaying a video game. We saw that they have a River City Girls Part 2 coming out. So we decided, you know what? Let's finally beat Part 1. Because we haven't beaten that shit yet. And it's a fun game. You know, I'm always down for having a beat 'em up. I'm always down for female representation. You know? You always want to have ladies starring that aren't sexualized. So, what do you think, producer wife?
What?
Of the River City Girls and your opinion on the game?
My deepest apologies that you are stuck with the bad, not a great player two to help.
Yeah, you're definitely not a great player two, but it's all right.
I'm making it more challenging for you, all right?
You do, yeah, you definitely do.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you though. I'm agreeing with you. I'm
not so easily though.
No. You bring stuff to the team.
No.
Like difficulty. There you go. Like you said. Like a hard mode.
So
I'll still take it though because I'm playing with someone. So that's fine.
Okay. You know. But overall, it's nice. It's good. It's cool.
Yeah. And we're probably not going to get the sequel anytime soon. But, you know, if it goes on sale, at least we could say, hey, we beat the first one.
Yeah.
Like.
We never beat the first one, though, because we got lost.
We did. We did. But thanks to YouTube, we were able to recover.
No, the first one.
The Nintendo version. Yeah, we definitely got lost.
We got lost.
Fuck that. And then, like, we kind of built up our characters a lot, so it's like, I don't want to lose the track, but.
I kind of want to see how it... I mean, I guess you could YouTube how it ended.
Yeah, you can.
But I want to play it out.
Yeah. It's all right, though.
One at a time.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always going to... I mean, unless they change it in the service, it'll always be there. Woo, okay. Yeah, wow. All right, good start to the podcast, folks. 13 minutes in, and we already... covered a few good topics there. We were speaking about stuff we're going to watch, some anime. All right. Oh, we still have to watch the new episode of Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to miss out on a lot of spoilers, but I think there's one spoiler, though.
Oh.
Like the thought that we had last episode when we heard the song, the music. Remember, we were like, oh, is he going to appear? I think he appears.
I don't remember.
You know the song.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh,
yeah. I bet you all you guys know that song, yeah. Yeah. That song does hype you up, though.
Okay, so we gotta watch
that. Imagine trying to get, like, your mail when you hear that. That'd be, like, the most epic mail retrieval ever. You know? Where you gotta take a shit, but you can't because, like, your pants, you gotta take off your belt, and your belt's too complicated. And, like, your shit's, like, about to poke out, and you don't want to stain your underwear. Woo-woo! Oof, that's a struggle. I'll play that. Or you might play, like, some suspenseful music. Pump it, bum, pump it, bum, pump it, bum. Oh, my God. Come on. A lot of shaky camera, like, if somebody's recording it. Shaky action cam, like, fucking Black Widow. Black Widow Jason Bourne. Come on. Gotta make those shit scenes epic.
Yeah.
Come on, people. You thought I was going to get into the podcast and not talk about shit? Come on. You don't know me already. How many episodes? This is episode like 18, 19, I think.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they're all going to be scrubbed. Because I'm pretty sure once I get the sponsorship and I get like a better format, these episodes will be destroyed. It will be rebranded. You know, we'll have like a theme song. Like, where will the podcast theme song? Boom, 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 boom. Got to, you know, mention the sponsor. Brought to you by fucking this fucking company. And then I got to be like, hey, guys, welcome. I'm a sellout. Got to keep the fucking content family friendly if I want to get those fucking dollars rolling in. Blah, blah, blah. Content, content, content.
Question.
Yes.
Would you do that now?
Like, would I sell out? Absolutely. I'm letting you guys know right now, I would fucking sell you out in a pinch for those dollars. And I would be very upset if you guys don't do the same. Okay? Don't be afraid. That's what we're here for. This is what this country was built upon. All right? Yeah. I ain't going to be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get your ends. You're trying to get your money. Get that cheddar. Get that bread. All those other fucking acronyms. Oh, no. Other. Not acronyms, metaphors. Oh. No. Is that a metaphor? No.
No.
Damn.
But that thing.
That thing. When you want to make other descriptions. God damn it. I know. You know what? I just really dumbed out this fucking podcast. That's all right, though.
I think you
bend
it too much.
No, it's good. I'd rather keep it that way. Keep it nice and perpendicular. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I do apologize, though. I did get the Batman Year 2 figure and the Rogue figure, and I did promise I was going to do like a live unboxing, but I didn't want to reach for my phone. But I unboxed them, and I'll give you my honest opinion. Rogue, yeah, she's okay. I like her.
Oh, you opened it already? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm a 90s kid. Late 80s, early 90s. That's my era. And you always got to have a 90s Rogue to go in the X-Men case. As for the Batman, I really do like that figure a lot, though, but I'm probably not going to use the cloth cape as much. If anything, I'm probably just going to keep it in that statue because that, fucking yawning. First yawn of the podcast, or second, maybe. I don't know. That Tom McFarlane-inspired cape cover is pretty dope, so I'm just gonna use that. So yeah, I enjoyed them both. There you go. That's my honest review. I saved you like fucking 10 minutes.
Well, what if they wanted to see it though?
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. If you guys really wanted to see me unbox a toy, you might want to consider your life choices.
Well, if they consider
this coming from a guy that watches toy videos, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, if there was enough people, like if your viewers were to be like, give me an unboxing video, if they demand it.
Can you do, I was going to say, can you do polls on Facebook pages?
You can.
I want to see if I can do a poll then. If I can get a poll up, I'll be like, would you guys be interested in watching me do live unboxings? Which would be a good excuse to order more toys, right, for the podcast.
Because you can do it. I know you could do a poll on Instagram stories, I believe.
You know what? Maybe I'll do that then. I'll try to figure out a way to post it up anywhere.
Sure,
but
you could do it on Facebook too.
Though. Yeah, well, I don't see why not. Yeah. I mean,
they
come
all
on.
All from the metaverse.
Metaverse.
Ew.
Imagine watching porno on the metaverse.
What do you say?
You
like
lock
that?
The door to put on VR goggles to lock the door in your VR room to watch porn on your VR goggles inside your VR goggles. Very meta.
Metaverse.
You know, they're going to have, like, accessories and peripherals just for jerking off alone. They're going to have, like, dildos that respond to the metaverse. Very powerful motors.
That's going to be the next industry.
Listen, yeah. Thank you to the military and pornography for helping advance technology.
Yep.
And you people don't want to have war. Come on! It's war and porn, people. That's how you got your fucking VR and your NFTs and your fucking Bitcoin, all right? So you better fucking thank a soldier next time by fucking sucking their dick or eating their pussy. We don't want to discriminate, okay? Equal opportunity suckings. That's a... But get their consent first, though, please. Get their consent first. Be like, sir, ma'am, if you're both, or non-sir, ma'am, if you don't identify as either, I just want to say thank you for your service. I want to thank you by giving you a patriotic blowjob and or munching. Mm. Yeah.
Salute.
Definitely salute. But an American salute. Don't do like no Nazi salute. So commie salute, all right? Show that you love the U.S. and its allies. Wait, what the hell was I getting? What the hell was I going with this? Jesus Christ. I go on a tangent and it's like you lose track. Military, okay. Sucking their dicks. Patriotic.
If you don't know that you were going to talk about dicks, then...
Jesus Christ.
Put a disclaimer.
Yeah, listen, I was talking... Yeah. Wait, but how are you going to give him a patriotic blowjob? Oh, right, because of porn. Yes.
Oh, yeah,
military,
metaverse.
Porn, metaverse. Woo! What a tangent. All right.
But we got
back. We're back on track, folks. Yeah. We were a little off-road for a second, but the wheels didn't fall off. We're back on the road, okay? Almost got bit by a snake out there, but we made it. You know, metaphorically speaking, we were off track.
Oh, I never heard of a snake park, though.
Well, you know, you figure you're going off the trail, he was going to find, like, a snake or a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just figure you probably have a better chance of finding a snake in a metaphorical example of getting lost, off track, when it comes to podcasting. Okay. Metaverse. Can't wait for that, folks, right? You can't wait for the fucking porno to go off in Metaverse?
Would you try it?
I would, yeah. I would, yes, I would. See how it is. But I'm pretty sure it's just going to be like POV. Like POV porn. You know?
But pixelated POV, though. Well, is it pixelated? Or is
I'm pretty
it
sure they're going to probably do like real recordings.
Real recordings.
And then probably do it like a 3D camera or something to give you like the depth.
But it's going to be in your face.
How about I put on some cheap goggles, right? And then you can suck my dick. It'll be a lot cheaper. It'll be much more engrossing experience, I guess I could say.
But if you put on the goggles, you won't be seeing the tatas in your eyes.
Whoa, girl, you guys heard it first, folks. She's going to put tatas in my eyes. I love it. That's a promise.
But if you have goggles.
Well, I don't have any goggles anyway, so we're good. I don't have any goggles.
But this is if you were to try it yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to try it after the after the podcast.
But we don't have no goggles.
If you guys want to see a live live video of the tatas. Yeah, that's when you got to get like an OnlyFans going, right? But I troll them. So I'd be like, you know, hot tatas in your face. But then I'll put like fake titties. They make like, you know, my tatas. You guys just pay $5 for that shit, you suckers. Nah, but if you get horny nerds upset, they come at you hard. Yeah, they're pretty united in that term, so just give them what they want. They want to see some fucking assholes, and I just fucking spilled weed. Didn't fall on the floor. That's right, guys, you get it raw here in this podcast, all right? Ain't no fucking editing here. We don't do no fancy shit like that. I mean, you're pretty sure you can. I mean, you're pretty limited to what you can edit here on Anchor, but you could pause and shit. Well, we're not pausing, all right, folks? I already gave you one pause earlier when I went to turn on the air purifier. I'm going to keep going now because integrity. There you go. Give you some dead air, though. There you go. Give you some dead air while I get my weed ready. Maybe smoke a little bit. Blow smoke at you. Gotta suck it. Suck it with smoke. Keep it in your lungs. I'm not sure this is the first time I ever smoked during the podcast.
I think so.
Probably. I want to say if I did do it another time, it was cigarette form.
Question.
Ooh, okay. Yes, question.
Would you do an ASMR?
ASMR? Ugh, I hate those.
Smoking.
I don't know why people want to hear that. I hate those things. I hate when you give it like food to a cat, you hear that. It's tickle. Ah, what the fuck? Let me get some background noise. Let me get a fucking something, you know? Or like a... That's supposed to be a jackhammer. No, Jesus Christ. That's a horrible jackhammer. Well, you get the fucking idea, you know? You need a little... Honk, honk, honk. You know, people talking in the background and shit. You just can't have somebody, like, squishing bread. You know?
It's always the bread.
I know. Fucking asshole. Fucking asshole.
So then...
If you do, like, ASMR, I respect that. But I don't respect that.
What if, okay, so if you don't, like, what's the opposite of that one?
Just a lot of loud noise. Like, you know, oh, that's a horrible jackhammer, but you know, just like really loud noises. Beep, 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 what the fuck, motherfucker? Yeah, fuck you, I fuck your mother. Yeah, I recognized you, I saw you in the kitchen. You know, that would be the opposite of ASMR, like really loud. It's because they always talk like this. And welcome to ASMR breathing. I talk like this to keep you calm.
Yeah, the what's his name? George McGurk?
Oh, McGurk, the... now breathing. Ladies and gentlemen, all right. We're going to start by taking a deep breath. Holding it in. Hold it in. Hold in that weed. Don't cough yet. And then let's let it out slowly, slowly. And enjoy the quick high. If you guys want to join me in a quick toke, I'm going to take one more. Got a few minutes left before I decide to end this episode.
So wait, what other emails did you get? I was halfway through.
That was it. That was the only new email. Yeah, the topics.
What was the topics?
I forgot. But you know what? I can go back real quick. Oh, shit! Oh, yeah. He wanted to talk about Psycho Mantis. You ever play Metal Gear Solid? For PlayStation? They had a bad guy named Psycho Mantis that he was like a psychic. He was able to move stuff with his mind. And I had that whole thing when he was like, put the controller on the ground and I'll move it with my mind. And if you had the DualShock, you'd make it go, woo, woo, woo. And you'd be like, whoa, what the fuck? And you couldn't beat him because he kept reading your mind, so he knew where you were going to go and shoot him. So they would try to send you clues. Like, clear your mind, Snake. Eventually, after a while, they'd just be like, put the controller on controller port two. Like, and he can't read your mind. After that, if you put in the second controller port, you're fighting the mission.
What?
And then he goes, I can't read your mind! And then that's when you're able to hit him. So yeah, great, great game. But imagine that though. I wonder what Psycho Mantis would use those powers for. Me? You know me, I want to get perverted. I would use those powers definitely for sexual pleasure. Imagine masturbating somebody from like miles away.
That's like some Sense 8 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's what I would do. Like, I would definitely give you a good little fingering when I'm at work. They'll just see me sitting in the cafeteria with my finger in the air and I'm like looking like my eyelids. Like, I'm looking up at my eyelids. Like, my eyes look white. You know, like, and they go, are you okay, Miguel? I just know. You're psychically jerking me off. I don't know how you'll do it, but. Mm. You have the gift, so. You have the calling. What would you guys do if you have psychic powers? Would you do the nasty shit that I just described? Or would you guys be nastier? Or would you guys be, you know, clean? Helping people and shit. Yeah, you probably would, right? You fucking Boy Scouts. I'm going to use my powers to help the community. Yeah, you do that, all right? You do that, pal. Go ahead. Show everyone how fucking special you are. You always got to fucking be the center of attention, huh? For once, can't you just think about yourself? Instead of thinking about others? You always going to church and shit. You always paying your taxes. I'm sorry. I don't have anything against anybody like that. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. I pay my taxes too, by the way. I just don't want the IRS to think I'm ducking. All right. 30 minutes. All right. We figured that's a nice rounded number to end the podcast. Oh. Yeah. Thank you, producer wife, for joining us today. You're always welcome. Oh. You're always welcome. Everyone, please give a round of applause, please. Clap. Start clapping, please. Yeah. Clap, 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 clap. Come on. Come on. Give her a clap. I know if you're listening to this, if you're in the middle of your room or if you're in the bus, come on, just give her a clap.
To know that
you... If you're driving, you know, just clap for like a few seconds and put your hands back on the wheel, though. I don't want you being too dangerous.
Or you could send claps on Facebook.
Or Instagram. Or on Gmail, whatever you want.
Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah, clap hands. Clap cheeks. I mean, yeah, we go nasty, guys. We don't give a fuck. We go lowbrow here, guys, all right? We don't judge.
Clapping is clapping.
Clapping is clapping. You want to clap that ass? Woo! I would definitely enjoy it. Maybe I might give you a special shout-out, all right? So, you guys, yeah, that's it. That's my week. Didn't really do much. Got a lot of catching up to do. And I got into a lot of fucking tangents that I can't really remember because the weed's kicking in. So... You have anything else to say? Any final words, producer wife?
Question of the day.
Okay, to the next podcast. But do I be next week? Next month? Next 6 months? You know what I'm saying? We're fucking random here, all right?
The question, what's the question? Is... Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to make it up as we go.
Oh, okay. What would you do for a PS5 part 2? Running out of ideas here. Shuei, you know what? How about this? What would you do if you were given psychic powers? Like one day you woke up with psychic powers, what would you do? The first thing you would do? Would you be good? Would you be bad? Would you do anything to help yourself financially? Sexually? I mentioned sexually very intimately. That's what I would lean to. But I'm not trying to...
Just remember, you know. Consent.
Yeah, consent. You're 18 years over. If you're under 18, I don't want to know shit about your sex life. You tell me about cookies and shit. No matter, don't even speak to me. Don't even speak to me. I don't want to be on no goddamn list, okay? Shit.
You're not affiliated.
Yeah, I'm not affiliated. I don't support none of this shit, though. I support my local laws, and I do support Jesus Christ. My wife is of age, all right? Although she's hot. Producer wife is hot. Just letting you know. Thank you. You're welcome. But you can't fuck her. Teasing you right now. Boo. Motherfucker. Yay. Yeah, so that's the question. If you had psychic powers, what would you do?
What would you do?
What would I do?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I guess you already said.
Something sexual. I don't know. Right away. Probably involving jerking off. A lot of jerking off. I'll probably discover like brand new techniques. It's jerking off. Mm. You know? I'll probably be like, I'm jerking off, right? With my left hand, like psychically left hand. And then sticking a finger up my ass with my right hand. But because it's like I'm psychically doing it and it's not physically there. And since I'm doing it, it's not technically gay. Boom. Loopholes. All right, guys, so let me know. Hit me up on the socials, right? Highscorepodcast@gmail.com. His name is Miguel, Instagram, Facebook, and...
Let us know if you want an unboxing video.
Yeah, let me know if you want an unboxing video. I'll try to put a post up, a poll, but, you know, just hit up the socials, leave a comment if you want. And...
When are you going to put the poll?
I'm going to do it as soon as possible, if I can. But and you know, when I say that, I never do it. Ah, ha, ha.
That's a secret. What if they listen to it later on?
Well, then I'll leave it up for the week. And then I'll check on it next Sunday.
So then it'll be more, okay, so either submit via email or Facebook. Because I think Instagram is only that one day.
Okay. Ow. All right, cool. So. Yeah, that was the delay. I was trying my best not to say anything. But all right, so be safe, guys. I love you. Bye. Oh. Yeah, but I don't really love you now.